4136. Call toll free.
Did you say you don't want people giving you too much?
No, well, you don't want to see, like, when you panhandle, people like you to come off with some clever kind of saying. And it's really unique, because every individual's got what's going to make them laugh, and you may not even understand why they're laughing.
Let me show you around. That's my lab table, and this is my work stool. And over there is my intergalactic spaceship.
Zoom a little, zoom in a rocket ship. Off we go on a trip. Heading for the moon at a rocket clip. We're gonna zoom, zoom, rocket. Zoom a little, zoom, now we're almost free from the Earth's gravity. Zooming to the moon at terrific speed, because there is no friction.
It's about that rip in space-time that you saw.
I call it a Hawking hole.
No fair! I saw it first!
Who is the Journal of Quantum Physics going to believe?
Zoom a little zoom on the My Science Project rocket ship, piloted by your hosts, Anne and Julia.
We navigate eccentric, underexposed, always relevant, and plainly cool scientific research and technology.
On every other Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m., tune in
to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Zoom a little zoom in a rocket ship. Home we go on a trip. Coming back to Earth at a rocket clip. We're gonna zoom, zoom, rocket.
I've got no option but to sell you all for scientific experiments.
Hi, this is William Shatner. Imagine a children's hospital network that boldly goes where none have gone before, and that's Shriners Hospitals for Children. Shriners Hospitals combine state-of-the-art research and teaching programs with world-class orthopedic burn, spinal cord injury, and cleft lip and palate medical care. At Shriners, tomorrow's medical care is here today. Call 1-800-361-7256 for more information. Shriners, having fun and helping kids.
You're listening to C.
Ooh, yeah.
I.
Hello.
T.
Hello.
R. Woo-hoo. 101.9 Vancouver.
God damn it, baby. You know I ain't lying to you. I'm only gonna tell you one time. Ooh, yeah.
A groin-grabbingly great station.
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon. Ah.
What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists. Known perverts and Mormons.
What do you like?
Noise! Noise! Yeah, noise! Noise!
It's 11:30 a.m. That means it's time for a noise here on the almighty CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Luke Mead here, and coming up in the next hour and a half, we've got some No Wave classics for you, some new reissued krautrock, some pure unadulterated noise. But the first half hour is going to focus on, well, if you've been living in a cave under a rock on Mars with your eyes closed and your fingers jammed in your ears, you wouldn't know that Black Mountain have a new album out in the future. It hit the streets yesterday. I've been dying to play this for you. We'll be hearing something new off the utterly monolithic bombast that is Black Mountain and this new album. We'll hear that in the first, in this half hour. But we're going to go back a little bit to Black Mountain's roots, namely Jeremy Schmidt, the keyboardist of Black Mountain, released a little sleeper of an album back in 1995. The band was called Pipe Dream. The name of the album was The Journey from Hamburg to Iceland Begins. This was released on their own nickel and dime out of Vancouver, BC. And I hope it'll get reissued somehow on the credentials the Black Mountain have accumulated for themselves. But this is a lovely little album. We're going to hear about half an hour of music, and I'll be back to talk to you at the top of the hour. This is Pipe Dream with Public Address System, Pompeii.
bright light, bright light, bright light, bright light.
Thank you.
top of the noon to you. Brand new Black Mountain you just heard there. The new one's called In the Future, delivered domestically to you by Scratch Records out of Vancouver, BC. Delivered internationally on the Jaguar Records label. You heard the 16-minute juggernaut Bright Lights there. And we had to fade it out because I got to talk to you at noon. Too bad. But before that, some pre-Black Mountain, if you will, Pipe Dream with the album is called The Journey from Hamburg to Iceland Begins. That track was called Public Address System, Pompeii. You're listening to A Noise on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Did some shopping this weekend. Picked up the coffee table book of New York Noise. Check it out if you're interested in that kind of scene. The no-wave scene of the late 70s, early 80s of New York. Great, great, great photography. Not too heavy on the text, unfortunately. The New York Noise series, of course, comes delivered to us by the, oh my God, the amazing label Soul Jazz Records. A fantastic reissue label out of the UK. And this is the book companion to the two CDs that they put out. But flipping through the book kind of put me in a bit of a no-wave kind of mood. So that's what you're going to hear in the next set. And what would no-wave be with a little drastic classicism?
was shot in the dust. Ek Mish was people top
of the man. Because he didn't want it to lead us.
He leaped.
Merciful man.
Sequence.
All the elements.
No other man
would sleep down
with my wife. Don't begin.
They will.
The time
is out. Rapunzel.
Eight and nine. And the project. Initials.
And heaven saw. Bring up in the yard.
Green.
It's part of the ball.
Out of ease. Trash.
He will.
Baba.
Rabbits. Wearing. Narrowly again.
After
the
champion.
He did not.
Not
all.
From the. Horses.
No radiant.
On the wood. To shock.
Yes, that is the gun.
Take the alien, boy.
He
sequence aisles.
All the
no other
people.
What can you do? Begin to
walk.
set of no wave goodness for you there. Sonic Youth off their debut EP, self-titled, with The Burning Spear, out on SST Records, originally on Neutral, and it has been re-released on their very own Goofin imprint, a subsidiary of Geffen Records. Some pop culture useless information for you here. Their first drummer, Sonic Youth's first drummer, was Richard Edson, who appeared on that track. Richard Edson went on to become a cult actor of sorts, appearing in Jim Jarmusch's Stranger Than Fiction, and most well-known for him playing the car park attendant in Ferris Bueller's Day Off that takes the Ferrari out for a joyride. So there you go, Sonic Youth, featuring one of the best sounds I've ever heard, an invented instrument by Lee Ranaldo. You can hear it about a minute and a half into the song. It just washes over the track. It's a drill that's plugged into a wah-wah pedal. So how cool is that? Before that, some more no-wave weirdness. Christian Marclay with His Master's Voice, the intro. That was a piece performed with multiple turntables, prepared, if you will, on his To and Phronograph. So there you go. And that was performed at the Kitchen. November 24th, 1982, comes to us from a great series called From the Kitchen Archives. This is volume 3. The title is called Amplified: New Music Meets Rock, 1981 to 1986, featuring music by Sonic Youth, The Swans, Bill's Friends, Arthur Russell, Christian Marclay, Reese Chatham, and Elliot Sharp. And you heard Reese Chatham at the very beginning of that set. We're back to 1982. Out of his box set, An Angel Moves Too Fast to See. The track was called Drastic Classicism. And tying it all together there, that track features Thurston Moore from Sonic Youth on noise guitar. Speaking of noise, we're going to get into some really ear-splitting stuff here for the next 10 minutes. No matter how many noise records come my way, I still have never met any artist that equates the sheer density, power, and pure terror of Masona.
And cold and I'm bored stiff. What about putting on a hot gramophone record to cheer me up?
Hello? Hello? Is this Harlem 77711?
Hello, fellas. This is Duke Ellington.
Get it. Pause. Let's get sweet and hot.
In the opinion of hot music critics, Count Basie has one of the best dance orchestras in the country.
King of the clarinet, Marty Shaw, and his orchestra making dance history in the ballroom of the Hotel Lincoln in New York City.
Every Thursday from 10 till noon, join me, your host, Charles Burnham, for Sweet and Hot, a celebration of the 78 RPM record, the three-minute masterpiece in the golden age of North American songwriting. Hot jazz, swing, and popular music from the 1920s, 30s, and 40s. That's every Thursday from 10 till noon here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Enjoy
that blue bottle?
That's a swell record. I must get it. What's his number?
Yes, another fantastic show here on the Almighty CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This show is called A Noise. Luke, meet your host here. Let's go through what we heard there. We're starting off with Osaka, Japan's Masona. Vestal Spacey Ritual is the name of the album, and your eardrums are bleeding after that one. No tracks given. Available to you on Alchemy Records. Of course, Ashita Dunanjo's. Jojo Hiroshige's label. Out of Osaka, Japan. It's its own record store and its own imprint. Check it out at alchemy.com for all your noise needs. And after that, we mixed in one of my favorite releases of last year, Kites. Peace Trials is the name of the album, out on Load Records from Providence, Rhode Island. Flag Torn Apart. We're going to move into some kind of neoclassical territory here. Something brand new came across the desk this week. Nandor Navai, The Wooden Machine Music 2001. Nandor Navai is best known to the general public as an auxiliary member of the prolific noise band To Live and Shave in L.A., on which he is featured on several releases. This solo release that's just been released, The Wooden Machine Music 2001, is an archival release created at a pivotal time in the composer's life. During 2001, Navai was living in Hollywood, California, renting a storefront in Little Armenia, and ostensibly planning to create an e-commerce business. He became a fixture at Devo founder Mark Mothersbaugh Green Stucco Mutato Musica Building on the Sunset Boulevard, doing odd jobs for the company. This year also marked the beginning of his experimenting with methamphetamines and other extremely dangerous drugs. A particular note, the use of the super hallucinogen DMT. He was recorded most of this album. So this is really, really cool. This is Nandor Navai, The Wooden Machine Music, 2001.
Thank you.
the piano stylings of Nondor Nevai. The Wooden Machine Music 2001, brand new release this year. Other documents of his work include The Restaurants, Stream of Consciousness, Psychic Conflagration, featuring a drunken Nevai ranting over various found sound. There is The Best of Nondor Nevai, a hilarious overview of his recorded work dating back to the mid-1990s. And of course, there's always To Live and Shave in L.A. to fall back on, a fantastic group. I've got too much music. I'm running out of time here, and I got to get it out to you. Picked up some more Krautrock over the weekend, thanks to the staff picks wall at Zulu Records, and this is an Aaron Stanley pick, and our tastes are fairly compatible. We love debating once in a while, but this is a group I've never heard of, and I'm glad I got them brought to my attention. Out of Focus, December 1970, Krautrock, their second album, Wake Up, I'm holding in my hand here. And this just flat out rules. Yeah, turn up your volume and get ready for Out of Focus. This track is called Hey John.
Thank you.
Well, you can't deny the Floyd influence on that little group there. Cosmos Factory, not to be confused with the album by Creedence Clearwater Revival. The band is called Cosmos Factory, no apostrophe. 1975, Japan, psychedelic space rock. That was off of their album, Black Hole. And that was called A Wandering Young Man. Very heavy stuff, very influenced by early King Crimson and Floyd. And each album that they've put out apparently is a completely different sound. And the one that everyone seems to revere is the very hard to find, very expensive on eBay, An Old Castle of Transylvania, released all the way back into 1973. And it's going for $491 on eBay right now. Isn't that nice? Want to go halvesies, anyone? Let me know. Before that, some seriously great krautrock brought to my attention thanks to the staff at Zulu Records. The name of the album is Wake Up. The name of the band is Out of Focus. And my goodness, they came from Munich, made three amazing albums on the Cuck Cuck label. Again, highly collectible, but thanks to the kind folks, Cuck Cuck has reissued all of their albums on CD format. Similar to British prog, kind of jazz rock. They definitely do improvise within their song structures, also staying very politically and socially conscious, which was very, very, very common in krautrock back in those years. They did break up